in chapter 13. When Babylon comes, look back at that slide for a second. Verse 5, they come from the far country. They come to destroy the whole land. So verses 1 through 5 are about this. So chapter 13, 1 through 5, is predicting a kingdom, a geographic entity, a group of people called Babylon are going to come, and they're going to destroy this. But now look at verse 6 on the slide. It says, "Wail," and read it out loud, all of you that have your Bibles, those of you that are at the Institute, and any of you that are that have your Bible open or are looking at this slide, "Wail for the what?" Say it together. "Day of the Lord is at hand. It will come as destruction from the Almighty." Now, look up. This is the day of the Lord. This is chapter 13, verse 6. Now, look, Isaiah is sitting in Jerusalem, writing under the inspiration of the Spirit, looking at Babylon, prophesying that within 100 years, they're going to, see, it's 100 years between when he wrote it and when they came. He's predicting they're going to destroy Jerusalem. But then he immediately goes to that very future event, the day of the Lord time. So that's what chapter 13 is about. Look back at your slides. Some other things. "I will punish the world for the evil." That's what the day of the Lord is about, the tribulation. The Lord said, Jesus said in Matthew 24, if he didn't stop it, everybody would die, which is an allusion to verse 12. Verse 13 says, "I will shake the heavens." In the next slide, let's talk about Babylon. Isaiah 13 and 14 that we're looking at right here, as well as Jeremiah 50 and 51, talk about the destruction of Babylon. It says it will never be inhabited again. Its building materials will never be reused. It will be like Sodom and Gomorrah. So that's one description in the Bible. Now let's look at history. See the middle of the slide? In 539, Babylon was destroyed by the Persians. Without a battle, they came in under the wall. They diverted the river, you know, from history. It became, in the future, Alexander the Great's capital. It atrophied over the centuries. It's presently being rebuilt. It's actually a tourist attraction. So that's a second description of Babylon. And look down here at the bottom of the slide. In Revelation 17 and 18, it talks about mystery Babylon that is completely destroyed. Okay, so what do we have here? Well, look up and I'll explain. There's a literal physical Babylon. It's a city that was the Babylonian, Nebuchadnezzar, Belteshazzar, Daniel was there, the lion's den, all that. It was destroyed, rebuilt, but it's never, look back at the slide, it's never been completely uninhabited like Sodom and Gomorrah. When is that going to happen? That's the bottom of the slide. That is during the day of the Lord, the tribulation. In the next slide, this is a description of the day of the Lord. It's 19 times mentioned in the scriptures, 4 times in the New Testament and 15 times in the Old Testament, very much here in Isaiah 13.